Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today.
If you haven't already heard, Khloe Kardashian is now a baby mama. She's given birth to her first child. Khloe delivered her baby girl this morning around 4 a.m. at a hospital outside of Cleveland. And according to Kardashian sources and TMZ, the little girl does not have a name yet. Her sisters, BFF Malika, were all by her side. Rumors have it Tristan Thompson, her baby's daddy, was or was not there. Not sure, because Bossip is saying that he wasn't. TMZ is saying he was. Either way, all are healthy. I mean, the baby and the mama, as far as the relationship is concerned, I'm not sure. Meek Mill finally released. Rumor has it he may be out of prison come Monday. According to the Jasmine brand, there are rumors swirling that Meek Mill may be released from jail as early as Monday, April 16th. DJs, get your mixes ready. The judge has ordered Mill's legal team to return to court Monday for a status hearing, though it was not immediately clear what the issues might be. Prison visitors from Michael Rubin, 76ers owner, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenny, Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, came to visit him. With all this celebrity attention, I would not be surprised if he was released. Somebody let 50 Cent know that T.I.'s coming for him. Well, a new BET competition show called The Grand Hustle will be premiering on BET in July, hosted by T.I. He's expanding his TV credentials, teaming up with BET for a new non-scripted show. His Grand Hustle production is going to produce The Grand Hustle, set in Atlanta. It's a 12-episode series featuring 16 business-minded men and women competing for the coveted position with a six-figure salary within Tip's multi-million dollar Grand Hustle business empire that he built from the ground up. The Grand Hustle competition series is going to premiere on BET Thursday, July 19th at 10 p.m. Something familiar, though, about this concept. I think Diddy did the same thing, but it's cool. Black China may be engaged. According to the Jasmine brand, her 18-year-old boyfriend rapper, YBM Almighty J, whom I've never heard of, popped the question, but on social media. Yeah, posting a photo of her that he asked for her hand in marriage. He might be joking. We're not sure. China has yet to respond. I don't really care. I do care about this, though. Lil Wayne got some really good news. Rumor has it Lil Wayne is not the baby daddy of his most recent child, and he could be doing the Maury dance. Again, this is the rumor. But the woman that said that he was the father of her baby boy and that he owed her child support, I don't even know her name, Kiyasha, whatever. She may have to go on Maury to find out if he's really the father, but my guess is probably not. And Bow Wow explains his recent failures. I mean, the Bow Wow challenge. He sat down with the Breakfast Club this morning to talk about what really happened, and I'm hoping that my bleep machine works because he did a lot of cussing. Check it out.
But I didn't say, like, oh, I'm on this jet, I'm about to travel, but I'm like, yo.
But that's what you insinuated.
Yeah, I like the president, put it up there, travel day. And no, I wasn't in coach. I was in first class.
And you're an executive producer of a show. You're coming here to do promo for your show. I'm like, why is that not fly enough for you?
Look, when I put the picture up, which was so funny, because I was coming here.
Right.
So by the time I got to New York.
I know, it was crazy.
No, but look, I'm doing press for Grown Up Hip Hop. My boys, L.A., they call me. Popping. I'm like, popping, what I do? Man, talking about this airplane shit, man, you better check the shade room, you better check everything, man. Mo just go fuck crazy. I'm like, is it that big of a deal?
And he goes on to talk about how Mona Scott, the Love and Hip Hop queen, called him to start the Bow Wow Challenge show. Not sure if that happened, but that's what happened. So, yeah.